When I was a young man setting out on a life's work in sailing, positions were hard to find as the unforgiving truths of winter set in. Careers in commercial yachting were still far beyond the horizon in those days, so I scoured the small ads looking for jobs in the sun without success. Around October time, I gave up until spring and took a turn at driving a wagon out of Birkenhead. Memories of the road as seen from behind the big wheel are still strong, but one recollection overrides the rest. It was 7 o'clock on a February morning, and bitter cold. I was parked up in Skipton on a wide open space favoured by overnight truckers and had slept in the cab so as to pocket my expenses. As I stepped down, hugging myself for warmth, the flags of dawn were gleaming on the Pennines. Over in the corner, the welcoming lights of a transport cafe glowed on the new fallen dusting of snow. Drivers were wandering across, each surrounded by his own cloud of condensed breath and the smoke from the first woodbine of the day. On the other side, a big Arctic burst into life with a roar and a fog of unburnt diesel, before settling down to a steady throb as the governors took over the idling. Then it pulled out and was gone. An early bird. As for me, I downed my bacon, egg, sausage and two toast, dear, and swallowed an awful mug of coffee. Then I headed back out to warm up my pantechnicon for the long haul up the old A6 to Shapfell in Scotland. Day had broken. The trucks were hitting the highways one by one, and the nation's business would continue. But each cab held its own driver in his private world of troubles, hopes and dreams. As I cleared my mirrors to back out of my slot, I wondered where they were all going, what they carried, and for whom. But soon, after I'd crunched into first gear, I sailed away into my usual head full of trade winds and flying fish. I'm writing this before breakfast in the saloon of my boat in Tobermory at the top of the Sound of Mull, one of the great crossroads of European cruising. To the south lie Argyll, Ireland, and far, far away the English Channel. Immediately north rises the uncompromising sentinel of Ardnamurchan, guarding the passage to Skye and beyond from the faint-hearted. To the west, the Outer Hebrides glimmer below the horizon. All around me, boats are sleeping. Most will leave as the day gets moving, but where will they all go? Some are already far from home. A Dutchman, a couple of Swedes, and a Finn ride amongst the red dusters. The Irish are everywhere. An American came in late last night, and I won't be the only English yacht amongst the Scots. It's really very much like the wagon park in the hills, with the superficial scene hiding a lexicon of stories. Each yacht contains her own community. There's real life going on below all those decks, yet apart from glimpses allowed by a few visits, we can only speculate about its nature. One thing's certain, though, all of us are bound together by the crackling VHF and the calm voice of Stornoway Coast Guard, telling us that a new low will be centred over the Hebrides tomorrow, that the wind will strengthen, and that we shall have showers, then rain. The common dream is of better weather around the corner.